Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 95.3. David Pascal along with Swell Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a happy hump day. It's a fantastic time of year for sports. Even the football fanatics get a little spring football fix, and the draft is near, but you've got college basketball at its final four, both the men's and women's. You've got golf on the doorstep of the Masters, and of course, you've got soccer getting going in our city, and that certainly will be the case Saturday night when the Chattanooga Red Wolves at 7:30 host Ford Madison out of Madison, Wisconsin. And joining us is Red Wolves GM Sean McDaniel. Sean, I know you're a big picture soccer guy, so I want to get this out of the way. The U.S. going down to Costa Rica. I read where as long as the U.S. doesn't lose by 6 goals or more, we're World Cup bound. Certainly that's not going to happen.
Well, while I won't guarantee you win, I do feel very confident that the odds are in our favor to clinch a World Cup spot finally after missing it last time.
Yeah, I read where 1957's the last time we've gotten thumped by 6 goals or more, so hopefully that stat will stay intact. All right, talk about what you've got coming up. Obviously, Jimmy Oblata back as coach. You had a great year last year. What, you only lost 6 times in 28 matches, and I guess it was Greenville in the semifinals of the USL League One playoffs. How familiar is the roster coming back?
Well, I think like any professional sports team, there's always turnover. It's no different with us, but I think what's most encouraging for myself and Coach Oblata is how we replaced and replenished our roster. We were so close last year. I mean, we had a very, very good team, made the playoffs for the first time, fell 1 game short of the championship, and I feel like our offseason was quite productive. Look, let's talk again in October, but right now I like how we're starting.
Well, and let's do that, because I'm curious about what you learned and what Jimmy learned just from, because you're right, I mean, you had a great season, but y'all were a little bit beat up at the end. And, I mean, this is a grind. These are long, long seasons. And so from that standpoint, Sean, what do you think that Coach Oblata and you and everybody kind of learned about how this all works? I know you can't control injuries, but it just seemed like y'all weren't quite hitting on all cylinders at the very end like y'all maybe were a month earlier.
No, David, I think you're spot on, and when you talk about learning, it's what did we do to correct or right the wrong or things that didn't go the way we wanted. I think there's 2 things we've done this year. The first is the depth, and not just depth of the roster, but the quality of depth. We have some wonderful professional soccer players this season all the way to numbers 24 through 26. That's the first thing. The second thing is we invested in a coaching staff that we really haven't had in the past. We have a strength and performance coach, our trainer, our assistant coach, our goalkeeper coach, Coach Oblata. Like, we've put all the pieces together from a training element to keep the guys healthy so that we can prevent these late season injuries that kind of really got in the way last year.
You're listening to Chattanooga Red Wolves General Manager Sean McDaniel here on Press Row on ESPN 95.3. Sean, when you look big picture at what the Red Wolves have done, y'all have come a long way in a short time, and given everything and what a whirlwind it's been, how nice is it having Oblata back? Just the consistency and from a structural standpoint moving forward.
I think it's really a comment to everybody in the sports world and entertainment world. You know, 2020 was just a do-over. And even last year, it was far better, but I felt like everybody was still looking over their shoulder. You know, is COVID going to hit us again? Is something going to strike us and shut it down? And, you know, ultimately, it kind of did late into the year with a new variant. So here we are in 2022, where I have to say, even though this is our fourth season, it really feels like we're just now launching out of the starting gate and getting into our stride. And, you know, it took a lot longer than we had hoped, believe it or not, but but everybody's lives were disrupted for at least 2 years, and it really feels like now we are back to that normal that we've all been hoping for.
You guys obviously play in a pretty sweet facility with CHI Memorial. Any changes? It seems like there's always, when we have you on, y'all have added something to make a neat feature to your home facility. Anything that fans will notice right away Saturday night compared to the end of last season?
Yeah, I think there's really two things, David. Not so much with the structure itself, but what it offers. I mean, the food, the beverage, the ambiance, the music, all those things that you come to expect at a professional sports venue, a professional sports stadium, that has increased exponentially in a very good way. People will be very impressed and pleased with all the things that's being offered at the stadium. But beyond that, it's really phase two of the development. We now have the first round of the residential units going up. So when fans come, they're going to see construction being done on beautiful new townhomes, condos, lots of equipment out there to begin building out the subsequent development.
Sean, does that still blow your mind when you're driving through that area, thinking about what it was like 3 or 4 years ago and, you know, even across I-75 and just the amazing things that have happened in East Ridge?
I think it's just a microcosm and a testimony of what everybody now knows about Chattanooga. Like you guys, you know, I've been here a long, long time. And while I've not from here originally, I've lived here for 25, 30 years. And to your point, David, absolutely. To look at what was just a floodplain for 30 years and to see new stuff just coming up out of the ground, and I've said it many times before, the secret's out. Chattanooga is no longer this sleepy little unknown regional city. It's become this really destination point, 2 hours from Atlanta, Birmingham, you know, 6 hours from Charlotte. It is the place to be. And investors like Bob Martino have come here, and we're seeing the fruits of that.
Well, and you guys have done a great job with that location, just tapping into the soccer interest in North Georgia that can just zip straight up from Dalton. Sean, if you're driving around right now listening, going, "Hey, I'm up for that. How do I go about it? I've never been to a Chattanooga Red Wolves game. How do I go about it? What do you tell them?"
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to our website, ChattanoogaRedWolves-SC.com, and it's got all the information you could ever care to find: tickets, merchandise, news, stories. We do a lot of support in the community for our games, a lot of giving back from some ticket sales and portions of the sales. So if you've never seen a Red Wolves game and just are curious to go out and have a fun time on a Saturday night, you can get that ticket. And if you're a passionate soccer fan who loves to stand up and sing for an hour and a half, you can also get a ticket and hopefully celebrate a win.
Awesome. Well, listen, I bet Ford Madison's actually excited about coming down here. As we all know, this is kind of a grab bag time of year with weather. So I bet they love their playing in Chattanooga and that this game's not in Madison.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I don't think it stops snowing till like mid-May up there. So they're happy to be heading south rather than staying up there for sure.
All right. Well, Sean, listen, thanks a bunch for joining us. Best of luck in getting another successful season kicked off Saturday night again, 7:30 against Ford Madison at CHI Memorial as the Red Wolves look to build on a very, very successful 11-6-11 record from a year ago. Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All righty, Sean McDaniel, the GM of the Red Wolves, 648-1051 is your number. When we come back, we'll reintroduce the poll question. Still plenty to get to on this press row. You're listening to ESPN 95.3.